All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come to studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today. Jose is drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
I see a J.
Oh, and then an O.
All right. Jose's got the shock collar while he's putting that on. Jeff? Please read Jose the shot caller question of the day.
Over the last week, I've asked you to name the top five highest grossing domestic movie releases of all time. I also asked you about the three animated movies that made the top 20. But did you know, out of the top 50 highest grossing domestic movie releases, there's only one film that came out in the 1980s. Huh. What movie was it?
Actually, I have a question. What year did Jaws come out?
That's 70s.
70s, yeah.
70s? Dang it. Okay, then I don't know.
When did the first Star Wars come out?
70s? But
also 70s, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to know my first thought?
I would love to hear it.
E.T.
70s?
No, E.T. was 80s.
Everything? Boogie Nights? No, good. Yeah. E.T., was he really? Was it the 80s or was it the
90s? That was definitely the 80s.
I think it was
80s. Definitely
yeah.
the 80s. Look at Drew Barrymore in that film.
Yeah.
Definitely
that's true.
The 80s.
Oh, yeah, she was, what, like 10?
No, younger than that.
Maybe younger?
I mean, she played younger than that.
I don't remember. Well,
and yeah, that's a Steven Spielberg film, which, like, you know, he's probably.
Goonies? Goonies was also out in the 80s.
Loved that film.
Oh, what about Terminator? Isn't that originally an 80s movie?
I believe late 80s, yeah.
And Alien. Alien was an 80s
yes.
movie.
Okay, hold on. Let me rewind. Was Terminator a hit right away, or did it gain steam?
It was a hit right away.
The second one better, or the first one?
Hit right away.
Yep.
And same with Alien. I remember Alien because I was in kindergarten.
You watched it?
Yes, because my mom let her best friend babysit me, and she thought the alien was appropriate for a five-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
And I had nightmares until I was in third grade.
I watched Alien 2 when it came out.
Really?
Yeah.
As children.
Mine was a little different. My dad sat there the whole time and talked about how he wanted to bang Sigourney Weaver. What? It was weird. It was a weird conversation to have with a child while you're watching Alien, but whatever.
You had different types of nightmares.
Yeah, I did.
You were scared by, like, multiple
Yeah, yeah, all over the place. Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Did you know?
So that's how babies are made, Dad.
Oh, thanks.
Just watch the movie.
Yeah.
Did you know out of the top 50 highest grossing domestic movie releases of all time, there's only one film that came out in the 1980s? What movie was it?
Man, I have to stick with E.T. specifically because Steven Spielberg, man. I feel like everything he touches turns to gold, so.
Out of the top 50 highest grossing domestic movie releases of all time, only one was from the 1980s. It came out in 1982 and made $435 million at the box office. It's considered by many critics as the best science fiction film
Uh-oh.
Ever created.
Uh-oh.
Talking about Steven Spielberg's E.T., the extraterrestrial.
You got it.
Thank you, bro.
You're welcome. Sorry, Jeffrey. Right. Not sorry, actually. You have been punishing
That's
me lately.
True. You deserve
Take
this.
It.
Jose got the question right. That means Jeff gets the shot caller. He's putting that on right now. And we have the lyrics to
make him scream.
Sugar by Maroon 5. So Jeff can sing
Don't
that before he gets
remote.
Shocked.
He's going to try and kill this guy.
I know this one.
Is that the one, Sugar?
Sugar.
No. Sugar.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, yes, so please. Sweet. Won't you come and put it down on me?
Yeah.
I'm right here. Because
I need
little love and little sympathy. Yeah, you show me good loving. Make it all right. Need a little sweetness
this
in
is
my
nice,
life.
Actually.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Won't you come and put it down on me?
Seriously.
How does that feel?
Don't like it.
All right, that's the show. Anything you missed, you can always find online. Thank you very much for listening. Today's show was produced by Steve Big Red Nose Boyd and Jeff the Squirting Flower DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.